This DJ Kirk State. When I need info on today's important events, I tune into Block Report Podcast with my mans, Tafari XL. Let's go.
Everybody, what's going on? I am your host, Tafari XL, and this is the Block Report Podcast. Salute and thank you to our DJ Kirk State for the drop. Much appreciated. If you've been listening to the podcast on Anchor and Spotify, iTunes, and other podcast streaming platforms, which if you look on the video, you can see here where the podcast is also available. The thumbnail's right underneath the Block Report podcast photo. You can see where to find the podcast and stream and listen to it. So, yeah. And of course, you can reach out to us through the Block Report podcast at gmail.com. And yeah, forward any questions, any comments, any praise, any criticisms. You know, the email box is open. If it's criticisms, I may read them if they're worth anything. And if they're not, I'll just delete them anyway. But anyway, let's get a little bit into what I wanted to talk about today. And actually, before we get into that, we're going to get into that shortly. I'm going to have the article about what I'm going to be talking about on this podcast come up on your screen shortly, and we'll get into the conversation. So this is my first video try with Spotify for podcasters. I've been on Spotify for a while, but only doing straight audio. So this is my first time trying this out and seeing what how we can make it do what it do and make it a beautiful thing. So on your screen, you're seeing me where I'm scrolling through a Daily News article, right, in regards to a young man who, a young autistic boy who was attacked on the New York City subway station. And here's a picture where I'm scrolling right here on the picture. By several other Hispanic teens, a young black autistic boy, about 15 years old. And I don't have the video. I have seen the video. In the video, actually, you see them dragging him down the platform. And you hear them hurling racial slurs, calling him the N-word, and so on. And it's also a young female that is also involved in this particular situation as well. And as one of the antagonizers, attackers, and abusers. So they bullied this young boy, which anybody with sense could see that this young boy is scared. And he clearly not out here. I wouldn't say he wouldn't clearly not want to be in any problems with anybody, because you see, if it's some little girl who is smaller than him is dragging him by his sweatshirt, obviously he's no threat to anyone. So this was a disturbing video, a disturbing circumstances of events. There was what you see now on your screen is where there were folks that a few people who showed up to make a sort of rally to try to, these people probably, what personally my opinion they're out there talking about, like, we don't want bullyism, we don't want racism, but they also probably want to calm down the tensions in New York City. They don't want this thing to kind of blow up and get bigger than what it is, because black folks are out here definitely very focused on all these different groups of people who are taking shots at them and taking liberty with attacking and abusing and black folks. So because of that, a lot of folks, I would say, are definitely being mindful of the situation. So now this article will be up here a little while longer. You can find it on Daily News. Incident has been reported on, I would say, and the video has gone viral, social media. So I'm sure you'll be able to find it if you need to, and that's what you want to do. However, this entire video podcast of sort won't be totally focused on that particular incident. So what I would like to get into, we're going to transition into something else that I'd like to talk about. And what I'd like to talk about is how the colonized mind will produce and bring forth the coward in you. How a colonized mind will produce the coward in you, bring forth the coward in you. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, because there was some statements that were made on another one of my platforms, and I made comments and was addressing something, but it wasn't addressed in its proper context. And that's why I come to the podcast, to be able to elaborate and speak about these different complex subjects and topics in a more detailed and contextual way, because 140 characters, I mean, yeah, you can say what you want to say, but some things require a little more detail and context. So how the colonized mind produces and bring forth the coward in you is that when you see another person, and this is in regards to black folks, when other black people see other black people being harmed, abused, slighted, and in danger, they become cowards. A lot of them become real cowards. They're not really going to get involved. They act like they don't see, or they sit there and watch the spectacle. They don't step up and take any sort of action to prevent that black person from being harmed and being taken advantage of. And it's because with that colonized mind that you believe that it's somebody else's responsibility to do that part. And who you would love to think of that you would like to see go ahead and do it? Well, sweet white baby Jesus, or your white daddy or your white mommy. So you want the so-called authorities, or the people in the what is so-called the dominant society, to come in and they'll take care of the issue and they'll right the wrongs and bring justice. Or they'll do what needs to be done for the people in your community. Which makes absolutely no sense. But because you have a colonized mind, you do not want to take any... You're not willing to take any sort of position of responsibility and accountability when it comes to your community and those in your community. Another instance of this colonized mind and this cowardice that comes from them is that when you have individuals from the black community that go out and they want to, say, become a movie star or a musician or a politician, possibly, or whatever, they become this individual who does not want to offend. They're not trying to offend any other non-black people. They don't mind offending black folks, but they don't care, but they really care about not offending non-black, other non-black folks, non-identifying, not folks that don't identify as black or can be clearly seen as not being black. And they're really scared of offending the social hierarchy to which that this enterprise of America and the overall world operates under. So what they'll do is they won't stand, once again, they won't stand up, take accountability, or be a, what you call it, be a resource to the black community for anything, but because they fear that if they're seen doing that, then they'll be challenged by these other non-black people that they're so beholden to, or they're trying to get next to, and they're trying to be with and be around, especially if they're trying to gain some sort of interracial sexual access. So it's like, oh, I can't be seen being pro-black or taking a black person's side or standing up for this black person and that's being abused and harmed, because it might look to that those other individuals, you know, it just won't look so good. Oh, I don't want to be around those pro-black individuals and be associated with those pro-black individuals over there, because that's going to mess up my interracial sexual access. Now, I don't care who you sleep with, who you want to have sex with, or whatever the case may be. What I'm saying is that when your interests are aligned in that way, then you are exhibiting that colonized mind that brings out the coward in you. Your interest to be able to have access to these other folks for whatever reason, for sex or for a monetary opportunity, makes you a coward when it comes to doing the right thing by other black folks. Now, some people are just cowards, period. But what I'm speaking of is in the context of how the social structure and social dynamics of race and politics, how it relates to that, how it's related to that. And so that's pretty much all I wanted to say on that. If anyone has any questions or would like to respond to the statements made here on this podcast, of course you can write in wherever it's available for you to write in. I will, of course, I will be leaving a link where folks can leave so short voice messages, although I saw that was available on the Spotify for podcasters platform, and so I will try to open that up and make that available to hear your feedback, see who out there is listening and what they, and if they have anything to say or think anything about what has been said here. Also, if you'd like to support, you can support. The links will be up there on Spotify to show you the ways that you can be supportive of the podcast and of the podcast and the platform. So, as I said, pretty much that's all that was needed to be said here today on that subject. But just be mindful. Actually, before I go, just a little bit more on that. and we're not going to be here too long. That coward is the same one that will say something like, they might see a lady being mugged over there in the street. A grandmother, a black woman, grandmother or something, being mugged and jumped on in the street. And you ask them, and they'll ask you, what would you do? And, or you ask them what they would do. And a lot of them will say, I'll mind my business and just keep it moving. So if it was your mother or your grandmother that was getting that treatment in the street, and somebody saw it from the community, you would hope that they wouldn't even do anything to try to attempt to help. They won't even call the police, get on the phone and call the police. They won't try to cause a distraction to say, hey, the police are coming, to try to hopefully give the woman some time to possibly get away from them. You won't even pick up a rock or a brick and throw something at, you won't do nothing. What you do is you'll go ahead and say you're minding your business and you ain't no snitch. No, you're not a snitch. You're right. You're not a snitch and you're minding your business, but you are also a coward. You have no resource to the black community if that's your way of thinking. So, the other part to add on to that is that you cannot be a snitch if you're not a criminal involved in a crime with somebody else doing criminal activities. Snitching is for people who are involved in criminal activities and who are doing crimes in collusion with others. But a lot of you are just cowards anyway. And then they got this mentality out here telling you, oh, don't be a snitch, right? How are you going to snitch when you're not involved in those street activities or any illegal activities? How are you going to be able to be a snitch? No, they use that on you because they use that, hang that over you and throw that on you so that you'll be silent when they come through and take advantage and ransack, pillage, and plunder your neighborhood and the people in your neighborhood and your community. So basically, look, I'm tired of the cowardice in black people. A lot of black folks, they're just cowards. The only time they have any smoke is for another black person, because they know that if they put the Stop Asian Hate Crimes and all of that stuff on the books, so that if you even offend an Asian person, you could get hit with a hate crime. So the laws on the books, are not meant to help keep crime down or to produce a just and safe society. The laws on the books are meant to be there to use as a way to punish and penalize and deprive black people of freedom, of their freedom. I did an episode a while back where I talked about the 13th Amendment of the Constitution. United States Constitution, United States of America Constitution, you should go, if you can, try to listen to that episode, but if you can't, go get you a copy of the Constitution, or go Google this and look it up, and see where the 13th Amendment of Constitution, I'm going to say this paraphrasing, I'm not going to say verbatim for you, but I'm paraphrasing, that slavery is prohibited and not allowed, except in the case of when the person is convicted of a felony or a crime. then they can apply elements of what slavery is to that individual. But anyway, listen, let me go. Let me get up out of here. This is the Black Report Podcast. I am your host, Tafari XL, and hopefully I cleared up a few things for you and brought some understanding and a conversation that you found edifying, some dialogue that you would find edifying for yourself and your other family members. Because if I'm thinking this and feeling this, I know I'm not the only one. There's other people out there, but they probably have a heart that think and feel the same way that I feel, but they may not have all the tools to properly articulate their thoughts and what they're thinking and what they're feeling and how to put it in its proper context. And then people just say, oh man, you just hating, or you're just a hater, or call them some name or whatever, because they don't have any valid arguments. So this is the end of the podcast, and I'll be around, and I'll be back with another episode soon. So have a productive week, be well, and drop a comment or something. Peace.